Jehovah's answer to Habakkuk. The third section gives us God's response. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk 2, verse 2. And as it appears, Habakkuk did not have to wait long for the answer. He is told by Jehovah to write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. This is most suggestive. Jehovah commands that the vision or prophetic word which he is now about to speak should be made plain upon tablets. That is, it should be displayed prominently, that it might be seen at a distance. He desires that it be clearly understood. The prophetic word is not at all mysterious. Man has made it so, but God sent the Spirit of truth that we might be guided into all the truth. The Holy Spirit shows us things to come. When we compare Scripture, it is then found to be simple and harmonious. The practical result is that he does run that reads it. The more we look into the prophetic word, the plain and simple vision for an appointed time, the more earnestly we run in the Lord's way. The deplorable condition of Christendom and even of the Lord's true people in these false systems is partially the result of having turned away from the sure word of prophecy. Not having divided the word of truth rightly, all is therefore confusion. The professing people of God are like a ship upon the sea without a chart or compass, drifting to certain wreck and destruction. But for the individual believer, there is still hope. He may still read and run. We are living in the very day spoken of when, in consequence of the knowledge of the prophetic word, many run to and fro and knowledge is increased. Daniel 12, verse 4. Believers run to and fro in the word, searching and seeking for the treasures of wisdom and knowledge concealed therein, and therefore become wise as to the purposes of God. So the Lord instructs Habakkuk to wait for the vision. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it surely will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk 2:3. It will surely come, it will not tarry, are most precious words. The appointed time to which the vision refers is the end of this age and misrule of man, and the manifestation of Jehovah for the judgment of his enemies and deliverance for his people. The description of the Chaldean emperor and the woes upon him follow, as we noted previously. The description perfectly fits the ending of the times of the Gentiles. The sins of the ungodly world power are enumerated: covetousness, greed for expansion, moral corruption, and finally idolatry. Against these sins, five solemn woes are pronounced. Habakkuk 2 verse 12 shows the nations struggling for supremacy in the earth, building a town with blood and establishing a city by iniquity. But they labor for the very fire which is coming and weary themselves for vanity. Are not these present-day events perfectly expressed in this verse? Habakkuk 2:14 refers to Jehovah's visible glory in the earth. This has no reference to a spiritual conquest of the world by Christendom that is so widely discussed today, but instead to the actual physical coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in power and great glory to judge the nations as was prophesied. Matthew 24:30. It is after this event that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth. The world must have judgment before the glory. Habakkuk 2 verses 18 and 19 clearly refer to the image of the Antichrist, the man of sin, which will be set up in the temple. This antedates the revelation of the Lord and is the special iniquitous act which calls for the immediate vengeance of Jehovah at his outshining. For the beast and the false prophet will both be cast alive into the lake of fire at his appearing. Revelation 19, verse 20. The image will be a counterfeit of the presence of God dwelling in the holy place in the temple. It will no doubt be a marvelous exhibition of satanic power, for it will have life and will speak forth the doom of all who refuse to bow and worship at its feet. Revelation 13, verses 14 through 16. The teacher of lies refers to the false prophet, while the image itself is that of the anti-king who will usurp to himself Christ's authority. He will declare himself the sovereign of the world. Yea, more, he will show himself that he is God and all men must worship or suffer death. All this is hinted at in these verses. But the Lord shall consume that wicked one with the spirit of his mouth and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2:20. Habakkuk gets the answer he wants. He could not understand God's attitude toward the situation. It did not appear consistent with his holiness, but the Lord reveals his purposes to the prophet. He gives him a revelation of coming events. These purposes must mature before the Lord can interfere and show his anger and judgment against the wickedness which was great in Habakkuk's day. But how much more will it be in evidence in the day of Jehovah's vengeance? He will arise to terribly shake the earth, clean up its politics, as well as his own temple and city, after which he will dwell among his people forever. Habakkuk will see his vision actually fulfilled. The earth will be in awe at the presence of the Lord. He will dwell in his holy temple. The Shekinah glory will again be manifested in the holy place. Habakkuk assures us, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former." Haggai 2, verse 9.